podcast consumption on Spotify jumped 232% after one show went exclusive. One show. That number, confirmed by Reuters, belongs to the Joe Rogan Experience, a program that started in 2009 with no network, no budget, and no permission from anyone. Joe Rogan was born in Newark, New Jersey, in 1967. He was a stand-up comedian. He hosted Fear Factor on NBC starting in 2001. He called UFC fights as a color commentator beginning at UFC 37.5 in June 2002. None of that screams media revolutionary, and yet here we are. Think of legacy television as a toll booth. Every voice that reached a mass audience had to pass through it. Networks decided who spoke, for how long, and on what terms. A 3-minute segment, a pre-approved topic, a publicist in the room, that was the deal. The Joe Rogan Experience broke the toll booth entirely. No segment clock, no producer cutting to commercial, no gatekeeper deciding whether a scientist or a senator was on brand. Rogan launched his podcast in 2009 and simply started talking to Neil deGrasse Tyson, to Elon Musk, to Bernie Sanders, to athletes and musicians and fighters. The format was the message, long, unscripted, and completely under his control. Now, the key idea here is a cognitive mechanism researchers call parasocial intimacy. When you watch a 3-minute news segment, your brain processes it as information delivery. You receive, you move on. But when you spend 3 hours with a voice, hearing it stumble, laugh, change its mind, push back on a guest, something different happens, neurologically. You stop processing it as broadcast and start processing it as relationship. That is the rule of 3 hours. Traditional soundbite media cannot replicate it. The format physically prevents it. Rogan's show, Jorge, runs as long as the conversation demands. That duration is not a quirk. It is the entire product. It creates a bond that a cable segment structurally cannot manufacture, no matter how large the production budget. The mechanism that made this possible is what you can call permissionless growth. Rogan did not need a distribution deal to reach millions. Open podcast infrastructure meant anyone with a feed could publish globally. He built his audience incrementally, episode by episode, across years, before any platform wrote him a check. That changed dramatically in May 2020, when Spotify announced a multi-year exclusive licensing deal. The show moved to Spotify on September 1, 2020, and Spotify stated that Rogan retained full creative control. That clause mattered enormously. The money was significant, but the creative autonomy was the condition. Then, in February 2024, Spotify and Rogan announced a new multi-year arrangement, this time ending exclusivity. The show expanded to Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube, with Spotify continuing to manage distribution and advertising. Spotify has described the Joe Rogan Experience as its most listened to podcast worldwide. That is not a niche achievement. That is a structural realignment of where cultural authority lives, Jorge. The takeaway here is the gatekeeper collapse, and it is the foundational shift this entire course is built around. For decades, media power was concentrated in institutions. They controlled access, format, and reach. What Rogan demonstrated is that a comedian with a microphone, a genuine curiosity, and the willingness to sit with someone for 3 hours could accumulate more trust than a primetime anchor with a full production team behind them. His importance comes from combining 4 identities simultaneously: comedian, broadcaster, UFC commentator, and podcaster. Each identity brought a different audience. The long-form format fused them into one. Remember this. Authenticity at scale did not replace polished media because audiences got dumber. It replaced polished media because audiences got more sophisticated. Sophisticated enough to detect when a conversation is real and when it is managed. That detection, Jorge, is what the legacy system never saw coming.